the field of candidates for president continues to grow. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Adam Gaffey, assistant professor of rhetoric and philosophy at Black Hills State University, looks back on President Obama's campaign announcement speech and how he incorporated the theme of change through historical analogies.
Do political speeches matter? Scholars of rhetoric study campaign discourse to understand the ongoing process of how words can alter public perceptions, an essential function for political candidates. Speeches introduce, reinforce, and alter public attitudes about culture and character in the common symbolism of language. Consider the unlikely candidacy of Barack Obama. When he announced his campaign for president, he was the long shot, seen as inexperienced and unlikely to break the racial barrier of the office. Yet his presidential campaign announcement speech showcases a strategy to overcome his constraints with the theme of change. A close reading of his announcement speech reveals that he defined change in specific terms and through a complex set of historical analogies. For Obama, change meant the expansion of collective freedom and the participation of citizens in public affairs, all facilitated by leaders who use speech to motivate the political process, and all evident in our national narrative and Abraham Lincoln. Obama's Lincoln is remembered through the lens of change, for his ability to inspire citizens and enact political transitions like the abolition of slavery through his will and his words. There is no change without the ability to inspire citizens to action, a leadership trait Obama already possessed. For Obama, the presidential campaign was a new chapter in an ongoing tradition of expansive justice. As a candidate perceived as unlikely or inexperienced, the best way to make room for the idea of his leadership was to tell a narrative that made the change and candidate of today seem conventional with the tradition of change from the past. In Obama's speech, we glimpse into the political judgment of a speaker who both understood and sought to alter his public standing. The more we listen, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we see that speeches still matter.
That was Adam Gaffey of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.